Well, thank you so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplication with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. So what comes to your mind when you picture Jesus? A stoic expression, unflappable focus. Amazingly, he was able to resist Satan's temptation after prolonged fasting. He walked through life, eyes set on the cross, only pausing long enough to do some needed teaching and gracious healings. Well, I think that about Jesus. Then I read this passage. This passage tells us of our Lord's great emotion. His prayers and petitions were made with loud cries and tears to the only one who could save him from the cross. Even within the tears and requests, there was a reverent submission. And through it all, Jesus, the Son of God, learned obedience. At the point of perfect submission, he became the source of eternal salvation. So here's a question. Is Jesus your personal source of eternal salvation? By your own efforts, you cannot have a relationship with God no matter how hard, how long you try. Your baptism and your religious classes do not save you. You can't work your way to the Father. It's only by grace through faith that we place our confidence in Jesus. I plead with you to trust in the work that he has already done. You can pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess I'm a sinner. Try as I might, I cannot save myself. So right now, I trust in your work on the cross. I trust that you died in my place. Today, right now, I trust in you alone to forgive my sins and place me into an eternal relationship with the Father. I pray this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.